This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praises due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His assistance. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil within ourselves and from the evil of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can guide him. Yet whomever He allows to go astray, whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide him. Yet whomever He allows to go astray, none can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has no partner, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in the state of Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا O you who believe, fear Allah and speak the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds and will forgive your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a great achievement. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today our khutbah is about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's love and care for his ummah. There is not any good that will bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal or closer to Al-Jannah except that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has informed us of it. Even in the month of Ramadan, to search for Laylatul Qadr so that he will find out when Laylatul Qadr is and inform the ummah of it so we can benefit, the Prophet sallam spent more than 10 days spent most of the month of Ramadan in i'tikaf in the masjid just searching for Laylatul Qadr. And after the 20th night, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and he told him that what you're seeking is now about to come. This was his effort just to find good so he can inform us of it. But today we want to look at the role of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment in relation to his ummah. When you see how much he cares for you and how much he tries to facilitate every step of the way for you. And the day of resurrection is a very long and difficult day. 50,000 years people are just waiting for the judgment to begin. A day when you turn away from your parents, when you don't ask about your children, when your wife or your husband won't stop to inquire about you for a second. A day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angered to a degree that he has never and will never ever be angered to again. But every step of the way, your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is waiting for you and trying to help you to make it to the next stage. His aim is to assist and to save as many of us as possible bi-idhnillah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama mathali wa mathalukum," the parable of me and you, the analogy here, كَمَثِلِ رَجُلٍ إِسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا is like a man who lit a fire. فَجَعَلَتْ هَذِهِ الدَّوَابُ وَالْفَرَاشُ تَقَعْنَ فِيهَا Then these insects and moths started to fall into the fire. وَجَعَلْنَا يَغْلِبْنَهُ So they overwhelmed him. He couldn't stop all of them from falling into the fire. وَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ And I am grabbing you, one of the explanations, from the edge of your garments, trying to pull you away from the fire. فَتَغْلِبُونَنِي So فَتَغْلِبُونِي So you overwhelm me as well. وَتَقْتَحِمُونَ فِيهَا And you fall into it. وَالْعَوذُ بِاللَّهِ From his care for you, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that he was given one guaranteed dua. And all the prophets of Allah have been given one guaranteed dua, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saved his dua for you. And عبد الرحمن بن أبي عقيل, he says, قَالَ انطلقنا في وَفْدٍ We set out with a delegation. فَأَتَيْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وسلم. We came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنَّا Then one of us from the delegation asked, and he said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلَا سَأَلْتَ رَبَّكْ مُلْكًا كَمُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ Why don't you ask your Lord for a dominion like that and a kingdom like that of Sulaiman. فضحك. So the Prophet ﷺ laughed. And he said, لَعَلَّ لِصَاحِبِكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُنْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. He said, perhaps your companion, meaning himself, perhaps I have something with Allah that is better than the kingdom of Sulaiman. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبْعَثْ نَبِيًّا إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ دَعْوَةً. Allah has not sent a prophet except he has given him one dua, one da'wah, dua that he'll make that will never be refused. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ بِهَا دُنْيَا فَأُعْطِيهَا. Some of the prophets used that dua for something in this world, and they were given that. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ دَعَى بِهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِذْ عَصَوْهُ فَأُهْلِكُوا. And some of them used it and made dua against their own people when they disobeyed to them, so they were destroyed. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَانِي دَعْوَةً فَاخْتَبَأْتُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي شَفَاعَةً لِأُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And indeed Allah has given me one da'wah, but I saved it so I can intercede for my ummah on the day of judgment. So he saved his dua for you, so he can intercede for you. And that's why in every station on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be there trying to help you. This is the loving and caring Prophet, the one that cared so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to tell him multiple times in the Quran, don't be so saddened when people don't believe in you. It's like saying, take it easy. Don't kill yourself with grief. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. You're going to kill yourself with grief because of their footsteps, meaning they're turning away from you when they don't believe in this message, in sorrow because they don't believe in your message. But this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there has come a prophet to you, مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, not minkum, but from amongst you, which is a deeper connection. You know him well. You won't accuse him of not being sincere in his care for you. You will not think he's trying to deceive you because you're his people. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. He is grieved and he finds it difficult that any anat, any harm or injury or difficulty would touch you. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is anxious over you. He wants very much for you to be rightly guided. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And to the believers, he is full of kindness and full of pity, kindness and mercy. And Imam al-Qurtubi mentions, rahimahullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever mentioned or gave two of his names right next to each other to describe any prophet other than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As we see in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah says, "Inna Allaha bin nasi la ra'ufun rahim," and he described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Bil mu'minina ra'ufun rahim." This is a man sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you come out of your grave on the day of judgment, you find him already there, trying to facilitate things for you. And he says, فَأَكُونْ أَوَّلْ مَنْ تَنْشَقُّ عَنْهُ الْأَرْضِ. So I'll be the first that the earth separates from above, meaning that his grave opens up. And people stand for 50,000 years with the sun so close to their heads, with no talking and no side conversations. This is a day when the greatest of the prophets of Allah will fall down to their knees and say, نَفْسِي نَفْسِي, myself, myself, everyone just cares for themselves. In Sahih al-Bukhari, narrated by Anas ibn Malik, the Prophet ﷺ told us they will come to Adam. So people will wait for 50,000 years. And they will be so tired and so bored of waiting that they want the judgment to begin. And they don't care if they end up in paradise or in the hellfire. They just want the judgment to begin. So they will come to Adam alayhi salam. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا جَنَّاسُ بَعْضُهُمْ فِي بَعْضٍ. When it's the day of resurrection, the people will surge into one another like waves of people. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمْ فَيَقُولُونَ اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَيَقُولُ لَسْتُ لَهَا. So they will come to Adam and they will say, intercede for us with your Lord. يعني ask Allah to start the day of judgment. He said, I'm not the man for the job. ولكن عليكم بإبراهيم فإنه خليل الرحمن. He says, but go to Ibrahim because he is the close friend of Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. In the other narration, they go to him and they say, O Adam, you are the father of all humans. Allah created you with his own two hands. Do you not see what state we are in? Do you not see what has befallen us? So Adam alayhi salam says, today my Lord is angry in a way he has never been angered before, and he will never be angry as this angry again. And he commanded me to not eat from the tree, and I disobeyed. Nafsi, nafsi, go to Ibrahim. So they will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. But he will say, I am not fit for that. Go to Musa, for he is the one to whom Allah Azza wa Jal spoke directly. And then Musa, and I have told three lies. Ibrahim says, I told three lies. And these lies, when you look at the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they were not even lies. They were even for the sake of da'wah, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. But that's the difficulty of that day. He will say, nafsi, nafsi. So the people then will move towards Musa alayhi salam. But he will say, I am not fit for that. Go to Isa, for he is a soul created by Allah and his word. Meaning when Allah spoke the word be and he became. And I have killed a person, nafsi, nafsi. And Musa alayhi salam only accidentally killed the person. But the day of judgment is so difficult that even a non-sin will become a sin in the eyes of the righteous man alayhim salam. So they will go to Isa, but he will say, I am not fit for that. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. فيأتون عيسى فيقول لست لها ولكن عليكم بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فيأتوني فأقول أنا لها. So they will come to me and I will say, I am fit for that. Meaning, I am the one for the job. Then I will ask my Lord for permission and he will give me permission. Just to approach now. فأنطلق فآتي تحت العرش فأقع ساجدا لربي عز وجل ثم يفتح الله علي من محامده وحسن الثناء عليه شيئا لم يفتحه على أحد قبلي. So he says, so I will come under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will fall down in sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment will inspire me with certain praises that he has not inspired anyone before me. And then, ثم يقال يا محمد ارفع رأسك وسل تعطى واشفع تشفع. O Muhammad, lift your head and ask, you will be given, and intercede, and it will, your intercession will be accepted. فَأَرْفَعُ رَأْسِي. So then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the day when Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam and all the great prophets are saying, nafsi, nafsi, he will put his head up finally, and what will he say? فَأَقُولُ أُمَّتِي يَا رَبِّ. He will say, oh my Lord, my ummah, ummati ya Rabb, ummati ya Rabb. Three times he will say, my ummah, my Lord. And then the judgment finally begins. But after standing under the sun for 50,000 years, people will be thirsty, dying of thirst. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيُنْصَبْ لِي الْحَوْضِ. So then his pool will be brought forth. And he says, its distance is that of a month's journey, and its length and width are equal. And its water is whiter than milk, and its scent is better than musk. And the people can come and they can drink with their own hands. But on top of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his own blessed hands, will be filling cups and handing out to people from his ummah, just quenching their thirst. Every step you will find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam there, caring for people. And now people then, in the next station, they have gathered in front of the gates of Al-Jannah. And the gates of Al-Jannah need to be opened. And only one human being in existence can knock on the door of Al-Jannah. Not open, but knock on the door of Al-Jannah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آتي باب الجنة يوم القيامة فأستفتح. I come to the gates of Al-Jannah on the day of judgment and I ask permission for it to be opened. فيقول الخازن. So the angel, the keeper of Al-Jannah, he will say, من أنت? Who are you? فأقول محمد. And I will say, Muhammad. فيقول, بك أمرت ألا أفتح لأحد قبلك. So I was commanded to open to you and to not to open for anyone besides you. If this was the only hadith and the only description we had about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you didn't know anything else about him, you would conclude and tell yourself that this is the most important man ever. That I need to obey everything this man commands. Even if Allah didn't tell you that 30 times in the Quran, that I need to follow his footsteps and do everything that he did and worship Allah the way he commanded. Just from this hadith, if that's the only thing I knew about him, that he's the only one in existence who can knock on the gates of Al-Jannah, and the angel tells him, I wouldn't have opened for anyone besides you. And when the people are in their homes in Jannah and still enjoying its fruits and enjoying its rivers, they're already in their homes. The Prophet ﷺ is still interceding for his ummah, still going back and forth between the hellfire and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to get people. For those who are already in Jannah, the Prophet ﷺ intercedes for them so they can go to a higher level in al-Jannah. For those in the hellfire, the Prophet ﷺ intercedes for them so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can get them out. And the intercessions are mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, go and bring forth everyone in whose heart there is iman, the weight of a grain of barley. This little bit of iman. Whoever has this much iman in their heart, go to the hellfire and get them out. So I will go and do that. Then I will come back and praise him with words of praise. And I will fall down in sujood before him. He will say, Ya Muhammad, raise your head. Speak and intercession will be granted to you. Ask and you will be given. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. I will say, oh my Lord, ummati, ummati, my ummah, my ummah. He will say, go and bring forth everyone in whose heart there is the amount of iman equal to a small ant or a mustard seed. So I will go and do that. He will take out everyone who has that little iman in their heart. Then I will come back and praise him with words of praise. And I will fall down in sujood before him. And he will say, Ya Muhammad, raise your head. Speak, and intercession will be granted to you. Ask, and you will be given. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. I will say, Ya Rabb, my Lord, ummati, ummati, my ummah, my ummah. He will say, go and bring forth from the fire everyone in whose heart there is the iman, that is the weight of the lightest grain of mustard seed. So I will go and bring them forth. Then I will come back and praise him with words of praise, and I will fall down in sujood before him. And he will say, Ya Muhammad, raise your head. Speak, and intercession will be granted to you. Ask, and you will be given. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted. And I will say, Ya Rabb, i'than li fi man qala la ilaha illallah. He will say, my Lord, give me permission to take out of the hellfire everyone who has said, La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَقُولُ وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَكِبْرِيَائِي وَعَظَمَتِي لَأُخْرِجَنَّ مِنْهَا مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will swear by his might and by his magnificence that he will take out of the hellfire anyone who said, La ilaha illallah. This heavy statement, this statement which is the key to paradise, and it's the reason today people might persecute and make fun of you. But there will come a day when they will wish they were just like you. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. There will be a day when those who disbelieved will wish that they were believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَشْفَعُ لِأُمَّتِي حَتَّى يُنَادِينِي رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. I will keep interceding for my ummah until my Lord Azza wa Jalla will call out to me, أرضيت يا محمد فأقول نعم رضيت ربي رضيت. He will say, yes my Lord. He will ask him, are you pleased, O Muhammad? And he will say, yes my Lord, I have become pleased. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is his care for us. And how do we regard his sunnah? How do we regard his commands? Today people are saying this sunnah is inappropriate, that sunnah is not good for this time and day and age, coming up with 1,001 excuses not to follow his command. Whereas the believers should come up with 1,001 possible ways to follow his sunnah before disregarding it or before finding a fatwa against it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So this was how our Prophet ﷺ cared for this ummah. and in everything. There is not anything that draws us near to Allah Azza wa Jal except that He has informed us of it. There's not anything that will take us to the hellfire except He warned us of it. There is not anything that will bring us closer to Al-Jannah, to paradise, except that He has told us and informed us of it. So it behooves the believing men and women to follow His commands, to follow His footsteps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over 30 times in the Quran commanded us to obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Multiple times in the Quran. مَنْ يُطِعُ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the messenger, he has indeed obeyed Allah. So the scholar said in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equated obeying Allah to obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because whoever obeys the Prophet has indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're in the day and age where people are constantly attacking the sunnah, attacking the hadith, attacking the authenticity of the hadith, and saying that they will only follow the Quran. But if they followed the Quran, it would have guided them to the sunnah. And the majority of our religion is in the hadith, meaning the fine details of our religion is in the hadith. So attacking that will be attacking the majority of our religion. In the month of Ramadan, one of the things that unites the ummah is that everybody and all the groups try to follow the sunnah as much as possible. Everyone, when they ask a question, whatever group, whatever sect in Islam, they look at what the Prophet ﷺ did. When it comes to Taraweeh, they dispute the number of rak'at because they're basing it on what the Prophet ﷺ did. No group likes to delay their iftar because this other group that's our enemy is having iftar at this time. Everyone tries to follow the sunnah. Everyone tries to do suhoor in the way the Prophet ﷺ commanded. Does i'tikaf according to the sunnah. And that's why the Muslims feel a sense of unity in Ramadan. So in that is an indication for those who are wise that in following the sunnah is the unity of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it. And to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فَاللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَارْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَهُ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ فَاللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا وَلَا إِلَى النَّارِ مَصِيرُنَا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fast during the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah azza wa jal to accept our qiyam, our prayers and our good deeds, ya rabbal alameen. We ask Allah azza wa jal to accept our dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who worship Him during Laylatul Qadr, ya rabbal alameen. أقول قول هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. فاللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء. وصلى اللهم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.